Mystery is clear, says W.J. Burns. The Atlanta Georgian, Monday, 23rd of March, 1914, 8th edition, final, page 1, column 4, Al. Detective off for New York to quiz former mechanic of factory on pad clue. William J. Burns left at 11:01 Monday for a trip of several days to New York. The pursuit of an entirely new trail in the Fagan murder case, as well as the possibility of clearing up a number of older phases of the mystery, took him away from Atlanta. Before his departure, he declared the case was entirely clear to him, and that when his work was finished, he would be able to point unerringly to the murderer. He admitted explicitly that he would investigate fully the significance of the writing of the death notes on an old order pad that had been used in the office of Henry F. Becker, master mechanic at the pencil factory, as long ago as 1909. Will C. Becker. He said that he would talk with Becker at his home in Irvington, NJ, and would go over with him the customs that prevailed in the factory in respect to the disposal of old order pads and other practices that might have a bearing on the case. Detective Burns also is expected to see Mima Formby, the woman who recently charged that she was plied with whiskey by the detectives and was led to make a defamatory affidavit against Frank, the most important accusation being that he called her up the night of the murder and asked to bring a girl to her home, telling her that it was a matter of life or death. Burns indicated that it would not be necessary for him to see W.M. Osborne, the handwriting expert who was employed by the state, but never called as a witness. I wish to reiterate that there is not the slightest doubt in my mind that the case will be solved satisfactorily to every person interested when I'm through, said Burns. There is not a feature of it that will not be investigated. There is not a person who will not be interviewed. Hopes to see Dorsey. I have no doubt that Solicitor Dorsey will be willing to give me a few minutes of his time to go over the salient features of the case when I return from New York. I intend also to ask for interviews with the Chief of Detectives and the Chief of Police. They have as much interest in learning the truth as anyone, and they will put nothing in the way of getting at the facts of the case, I am confident. Burns was accompanied to the station by C.E. Sears, manager of the local branch of the agency, C.W. Burke, special detective for Frank's counsel, and his private secretary. He was busy up to the last minute giving instructions to be handed on to his operatives who are in the city and replying to letters and telegrams. Dan Lehan, of New Orleans, superintendent of the Southern Division of Burns's agencies, was expected in town later in the day. Guy Bittinger, assistant general manager of the entire Burns system, will arrive in Atlanta the latter part of the week.